So yachatz, we have yachatz and then we have magid. So first I'm going to start off with the word that Rav Chaim Brisker says. Rav Chaim Brisker, the Briskerov's father, he explains a simple thing. Why do we break the middle matzah and hide it? Why do we hide the afikayim? So he explains, very simple. The machlokes of why we eat the afikayim. Is it because to remind us of the Korban Pesach, or is it to remind us of the matzah that is eaten with the Korban Pesach? That's a bit machlokes rishayim. Again, the machlokes rishayim. Why do we eat the afikayim? Is it to remind us of the Korban Pesach or the matzah that is eaten with the Korban Pesach? By the way, there are certain shitas like the Meiri who holds that if the afikayim is to remind you of eating the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach, that means that is the ikar matzah that you're eating of the night. And one shouldn't be talking from mighty matzah till after the afikayman, just to know. But says Reb Chaim, being that the main shita that we paskin is that we are eating the afikayman to remember the Korban Pesach, we hide it because karbonis had to be very, very watched so they shouldn't become tummy. Because if a karbon becomes tummy, you can't eat it. Says Reb Chaim, we hide the afikayman to remind us the same way the karbonis couldn't become tummy, we hide the afikayman to make sure it doesn't, the aremis that it doesn't become tummy. Again, afikayman is to remind us of the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach can't become tummy. The Briskerov said, just a simple thing also, why do we break the middle matzah before Magid? Why do we break the middle matzah before Maitzi Matzah? Simple question. We're breaking the middle matzah. So explain the Briskerov. The Gemara says that matzah is called lechem oini, poor man's bread. It's also, why is it called lechem oini? There's two translations for lechem oini. One is lechem oini, poor man's bread. One way to explain it is like we say in Halach Ma'anya, that in Mitzrayim, that's what they serve the avadim. And the other pshat is lechem oini, lechem she'oinin alav dvarim harbe. Bread that we say on it many things. Bread that we say. That means we say on the matzah many things. What are we saying? The Haggadah. There's a din to say the Haggadah on matzah. There is a din to say the Haggadah on matzah, says the Briskerov. That's why we break the matzah right away in the beginning of the Seder. Why do we break the matzah right away in the beginning of the Seder? Because we want to do both pshatim of lechem oini is. One pshat of lechem oini is that it's poor man's bread. One is oinin, a love, the varam harbe, that you say on it many things. So you break the middle matzah. We're going to get both pshatim in. Number one, we're going to have the broken piece. And we're also going to be able to use this piece of matzah to say on it the Haggadah. That's why we break it already now. The Chasam Sofer also says a remez that there are really two parts to the Seder. The first part of the Seder is the Geula that happened, that we left Mitzrayim. Then there's the second part of the Seder, which is referring to the second half of Halal and Nertzah, which speaks about the Geula Asida that's going to happen. Said the Chasam Sofer, we break the middle matzah to remind ourselves that there are two parts of the Seder. One part of the Seder is a smaller part. What's the smaller part? The Geula that we have now. We had in Mitzrayim. What's going to be the bigger Geula? The Geula Asida. We have to keep in our head, there's a smaller Geula happening, and there is the smaller Geula will lead us into the bigger Geula. That's why we break the middle matzah. So we explain, why do we break the matzah? Why do we hide the matzah? Because it's remind us of the Korban Pesach, that the Korban had to be watched so it shouldn't become tummy. Why do we break the matzah right now? In order to be able to say on it the Haggadah, because that's what Lechem Oini translates it to be. Lechem Oini, one pshat of Lechem Oini was poor man's bread. Another pshat of Lechem Oini is Lechem Oini Advarim Harbi. We want to say on the matzah the Haggadah, so we want to be able to be Mekayim one pshat with the other pshat. And then finally, we said over the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer says that we break it because we want to represent the two parts that are happening by the Seder. The first, the Geula, that's the first part of Howl. Then the second part of Howl Til Nirtza speaks about the Geula Asida. Now, in Halach Ma'anya, we say, Kol dichvin yesev yechol. Anybody who's hungry, come and eat. Which means, by the way, anybody who is in a hotel have to invite at least one person over. Kol dichvin, anybody who's hungry, come and eat. Kol ditzrich, anybody who needs, yesev yisach, come and join the Pesach. What are these two lishainas, two things? Says the Briskrov like this. You come by the Seder, you are starving. Why are you starving? Because you're the halacha, you're not allowed to stuff yourself on Erev Pesach. So you're hungry. That's the first thing you're saying. Kol dichven. Dichven means anybody who's hungry, yeseveichel, come and eat. Then there's another din. To eat the afikoymen, the carbon Pesach. That's a chiyav. That's kol ditzrich. Anybody who needs. Needs means that you're the chiyav that you have to be mekayim. Kol ditzrich yesev yisav. Two different things. The first thing, kol dichven, anybody who's hungry, why are you hungry? Because you didn't eat the whole Erev Pesach for the Rabbanu Shel Olam's sake. That's the first thing. And kol ditzrich, anybody who needs to be mekayim, anybody who needs. Ditzrich is a lotion of needing to do something. What do you need? Your stuff. But you need to be mekayim yachiv, that's yesev yisav. Come, go ahead and bring. Come and enjoy the yivsach, the afikaymen, which represents the carbon Pesach. Says the Briskrov. Now we could understand the end of the halach ma'anya. The guy tells me, and he looks at me, he's like this, and he tells me that he's joining me by the Seder. He says, where's my carbon Pesach? He said, yesev yivsach. Like, hey, hello. So that's what the end of the halach ma'anya is. Hashata hacha. Hashata hacha means now we're here. L'shana ba ba'arad Yisrael. What shaykhas? Now we're here, next year in Israel. What shaykhas? Says the Briskrov, the pshat is, the guy, you're apologizing to the Ani. He's asking you, you told me I could come have my Karban Pesach. So you tell him, you're right. You're right. I really want it to be like that, but we don't have a Karban Pesach. So that's why you just said, yesev yivsach. You just said, come ahead and enjoy the Karban Pesach. But we have the Karban Pesach. You're giving me some matzah. This year we're here, but next year l'shana abba ba'arad Yisrael. Next year you're going to be zayicha to actually eat the carbon Pesach. That is the continuation of the beautiful pshat from the Briskrov.
It's only if there's gula.
That's what it means. That's what we're davening for. We're telling the ani. You just the ani says you just invited me for two things. Some like to be able to eat because I'm hungry. Number two, to be yaitzah the carbon Pesach. But I don't see it. I see the matzah. The answer is Hashat HaHacha. This year we're here and we could only eat the matzah. L'shana abba ba'arad Yisrael. Next year it's going to be in the land of Israel. This way we'll know about it. Yeah. The Chavetz Chaim, the maisa that happened with the Chavetz Chaim, a beautiful maisa. So it was, the World War I was between 1914 and 1918. During that time was the overthrowing of the Tsar. They killed the Tsar Nikolai and his family. And then the Bolsheviks, communists, Yimach Shemon V'Zichrom, took over. People were poor. People, literally millions of people in Russia, starved to death. The Chavetz Chaim is visited by very, very wealthy guy. Very wealthy guy. Looking all calm, geschmack, fat, belly. You know, he can't see the belt. And Chavetz Chaim asked him how are things. He's like, it's going great. He's like, what do you mean it's going great? Everybody's starving. He's like, that's right. But I sell leather to the Russian army. I sell leather to the Russian army. Why? Because they need boots. And therefore, I make a lot of money. He said, the Chavetz Chaim, it just goes like that so easy. He said, no, it's not so pasha. Because whenever you sell a batch of leather, if you scrutinize it, there's cracks in the leather. And not every batch is good. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, so what do you do? He said, what do you mean, what do I do? The people who check for the army, I just pay them off. I bribe them. That's what I do. And it works for me. I send the batches of leather. I throw in some dollars. By the way, that I just did that last night with the garbage collector. I came. I know I had a lot of garbage. I handed him a 20. By the way, it's a nice thing to do. They're literally taking out your garbage, and they do a better job instead of just being violent with it. So the Chavetz Chaim says, now I understand. I understand something that was bothering me. What Shaykh, he asked the person, what the pshat in this halach manya? Invite everybody to eat next year in Jerusalem. What shaykhus? Said the Chavetz Chaim, I'll tell you the pshat. Pshat's like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules in Shemayim the same way in this world. Same thing. Your leather is not always perfect, but you throw some money and the guy has mercy. You throw some money, the guy has mercy on you. That's what happens. The same thing is in Shemayim. Not all of our mitzvahs are going to be good. Not all of our mitzvahs are going to be good. What is the thing that Hashem gives you, like, just slap them in anyway? What gives a person the allowance that even if his mitzvahs, his davening, his stuff are not so good, that you let the package go in, you let all the pieces of leather, all the mitzvahs go in? Helping out somebody else, a little mercy, having rachmanis, that's what works. Turn the Chavetz Chaim to the person. You're making so much money. Your yidden are starving. What are you doing? What are you doing? How can you not help out? That little mercy you're having is going to allow all your not great mitzvahs to be able to be accepted. Meaning mercy is not just a mitzvah. It allows all not great mitzvahs to be able to get schlepped in. Said the Chafetz Chaim Death Shot over here. We start with Kol Dichvan Yesev Yechol. We don't have always such great ma'asim. What's going to bring Mashiach? Rachmanis. We say Kol Dichvan Yesev Yechol, Kol Dichvan Yesev Yisach. You have Rachmanis on somebody. With that, Hashad HaHachol L'shan Abba. Through the mercy that we have, although our schosim are not so great, we don't have such great mitzvahs. We have a lot of holes in our mitzvahs, like holes in the leather. But we have an advocate. It gives us an advocate. So the mercy that we have by inviting people for the Seder, although that we may not be zaycha, allow us to be able to have the geula. So what did we say over here in Halach Ma'anya? Number one, we said the brisk rough. Kol dichven yesev yechol, referring to a person who's starving on Erev Yontif because he didn't eat. Kol dichrich is his chiv of the Karban Pesach. That was one explanation we said. And then brisk rough ended off. That's why we say hashat hacha. The continuation is, I'm sorry, I don't have my Karban Pesach here, but Mirt Hashem, next year I'm going to have the real thing. And then we brought the Chavetz Chaim, who explained the correlation between the beginning and end of the Halach Ma'anya. That we say, we have rachmanis on people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at all of our not great ma'asim that are not so good, and he said, all right, we schlep it in. The same way those people in charge of the Russian army's boots allowed the not great pieces of leather to go in when you threw them some coin. Then we continue with the Seder, and we say, Avad Mayinu, Vayotiyenu Hashem Lekenu Misham B'yad Chazaka. What was Rayana Tuya? In the early 1900s, you were the man. His name was Rav Tzvi Ferber. He was a Rav in Lithuania, a Magid in Lithuania, and he had a beautiful, he would say beautiful drushes. One of his famous things that he said was, what does it mean, Vayetiyenu Hashem Lekenu Misham? Hashem took us out, B'yad Chazaka, with a strong hand. Said Rav Tzvi Ferber, a mashal. He was a person, call him Ruvain. He gets thrown into prison. Gets thrown into prison, not you. He gets thrown into prison, and Rikers Island is not so simple. Prisons are not such a simple place to be. So Reuven had the relative, Shimon. Shimon hears about it. He immediately, Reuven contacts him and sends a message. Shimon comes running. He goes to the warden. I tell the warden, here, here's $1,000. Get him out. The warden looks at him. Say, are you kidding me? You really think I'm going to let him out? I mean, it's not going to work with me. And the warden starts beating Reuven up and even gives him harsher treatment. So you're not going to mess with me. As we know, whenever anybody has power, they abuse it. That's just what happens. So Reuven is upset, and Shimon is even more upset. He's trying to help out his friend. I'm like, what type of, like, not only did I not help, I hurt the guy. So Shimon seems upset. Reuven, the next time Shimon visits Reuven, he tells Reuven, Reuven tells Shimon, look what you did to me. Instead of helping me, you really hurt me. Shimon says, I know. But when the court case is going to come, you're going to say what the warden did to you. And because you're going to say what the warden did to you, they're going to let you out. He overstepped his boundaries. Because he overstepped his boundaries, that's what's going to help you get out. That's what happens in politics. If you go ahead and go too much on a person, even if the person may not have done the best things, because of that, that's what helps people. I'm showing this. Says Rav Tzvi Ferber, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu and the Bris Bein Avasarim that the Mitzriim are going to hurt Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam asks a question. Why should the Mitzriim get punished? Why should the Mitzriim get punished? It already in the Bris Bein HaBasarim, 430 years before, it says that they're going to oppress them. So they didn't have free will. This is what the Rambam Hilchot Teshuva asked. And for the Ravid, because they went over. They didn't just do it, they did it with cruelty. So there's three for a shot over here. The Yaitienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, Hashem took Klal Yisrael out, the Yachazak. Pasha Taish of Yachazak is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strong hand. Says Rav Tzvi Ferber that the Pshat is Hashem took us out because of the Egyptians' strong hand. Because since the Egyptians overstepped their boundaries, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go ahead and say, look, I'm letting Klal Yisrael out, and I'm letting Klal Yisrael out early because you went ahead and you went too far. Now, the Brisk Rav said a chiddush, which is, when you think about it, it's really pasha taich, but we don't think about it sometimes. When near the mitzvah of saying over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Brisk Rav brings down the Tosefta, that the Tosefta says that one is required not only to say over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, one is also required to say over the halachas of Pesach. Azoy zok the Tosefta. The Tosefta brings down that one is required to say over the halachas of Pesach the whole night. That's what the Tosefta brings down. Says the Brisker Rav. Now we understand. Chacham al Eimer ma edus v'chukam ha-mishpatim. That's part of the story. The answer is part and parcel of saying over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a chelik of saying over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the halachas that pertain to the Karban Pesach and Matzah and Tamar. That is part of the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not the Pasha. You wouldn't have thought of that Pasha. But this is not coming from the Haggadah. This is coming from the Tosefta, meaning already from Tanaim, that there's a chiv to say over the halachas. And that's what the Chacham is asking. And that's why you're not just saying over the story to the Chacham, you're also saying at the Emelech Hilchos HaPesach. You're also saying over the laws of the Pesach. That's step one. So the Brisk Rav, now we could understand when it says "Vafilu kulanu chacham, kulanu nevin, kulanu zekenu, kulanu yedinu nesoteira." There's a mitzvah to say over Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then what happens next? That you had five talmidei chachamim. That are what are they busy doing? They're busy talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night. There's a story. There's a ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? There's a ma'isa with. Yeah, and the Talmidim came to him and they said, "Egidman Kriyishma Shel Shacharis." It came to Egidman Kriyishma Shel Shacharis. What were they doing the whole night? They were saying over the laws. They were saying over the halachas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, with saying that yisoid, we could understand the correlation between two paragraphs of the Haggadah. It says, "Ma'isa Rebbe Leather, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Leather ben Azariah, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tarfin." This story, that they were sitting in Bnei Brak, and they were saying over the whole story. And then what happened right afterwards? Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hariya Yanika ben Shimon Shana. I'm like 7 years old. And what did Rav Elazar ben Azariah hold? What did he hold? So let's say over very quickly. This is the Pasha Taish of the Haggadah. The big machlokes. Do you say Shema in the morning and the night? That's Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He darshins from what word? Kol Yemei Chayach. It says you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yemei Chayecha, those are the days. He ends on from the word kol, also at night. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you're mechuyev to do it in the morning and in the night. Chacham disagree with that. What does the Chacham hold? You only do it in the day. You only do it in the day. And the extra kol is Lahavi Yemei Shamashiach. What does this have to do with the Seder? What is that? This is about the Chiva saying Kriya Shema the whole year. Okay, but it's nothing to do with...
Maybe you don't say Haggadah at night?
You say Haggadah at night. What is this whole story with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah teaching you about Yetzias Mitzrayim during the rest of the year? What's Shaychus? So the Pshat is, says the Velt, according to the Brisk Rav, that these five Talmidei Chacham, what are they talking about the whole night? The halachas that pertain to Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the halachas that are Neveah, that flow from Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is that the whole year, it's a halacha, you have to say over Kriya Shema. That's a halacha. You're right, it's not part of the story, but it's a halacha that comes from the story, that you say over Yetzias Mitzrayim during the Seder. Also, Yetzias Mitzrayim created another halacha, that every single night, you're mechuyev to say, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the shaychus, the why it comes over here. Because part of saying over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the halachas that flow from the story. And that's why this is part of the Seder. Azai Zok to Briskra, beautiful explanation. So what did we say? We said, number one, that the Tosefta says that part of, not only you have to say over the story, you're mechuyev to learn the halachas as well. We explained that pshat in the Chacham. The Chacham wants to know not just the story, he wants to know the halachas that come from the story. We understand now that the Talmid Chacham the whole night are saying, and they said, Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, they said it's already time to say Kriya Shema in the morning.
Oh, was that Nitzra or was it 3 hours?
The Briskarov said, because they were saying the halachas, so they even went over. Briskarov said,
they came to them because man's Kriya Shema's.
Right, because they were saying of the halachas.
Okay, right.
So the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, that's why they even went past. That's why they even went past the Zman. And that's shadow of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Why is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah coming over here? It has nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's halacha and Krishma. The answer is because part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is saying over the halacha. Now you're going to ask yourself, why? What does that have to do? You're saying over the story of us leaving. What does that have to do with the halachas? Like, why did the halachas come from it? So the answer is really pashut. You know, you have two people and they fall in love. They fall in love, right? I have a question. Do you think that you have to sign a document saying that I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to honor you by when you get married? Doesn't that sound so contradictory to the marriage? You have to sign a document.
You can't trust yourself.
Oh, really? But they're in love.
Change your mind.
They're even holding hands in the street. I mean, not at home, but in the street, they're really. What's the pshat? The Torah says, we have that. We have a ksuba. And the ksuba, it says, by the way, it's probably every once in a while worthwhile to learn over your chiyuv of what your chiyuv you have to your wife.
Who's checking that you're doing?
Yourself. Look at the ksuba. I mean, she's supposed to have it. It says, Vani eflach vayakar, I'm going to cherish you. What's the pshat? Because when you don't have laws, good stories dissipate. When you don't have laws that are attached to stories, it doesn't stand on anything. Halachas keep a story alive. Halachas that flow from a story. Laws that flow from stories keep the story alive. Stamzai having a story, if you make a rule from a story, any type of history that you have, and you make a law, then the history is remembered. If you just have history, well, who cares whatever happened to Genghis Khan, what he did. But you have a law that there's no more communism, so then you remember communism. You understand?
Wait, so we have Kriya Shema from the story of the Haggadah.
100%. From Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But what does the Ksuba have
to do with that? I'm just bringing out that if you didn't have a Ksuba, love falls away.
Oh, you don't have the lockers of...
You don't have it. I don't love you anymore, so I don't feel like it. Now, the Kleidzenberger Rebbe, who happened to lose many of his kids in the Holocaust, all of his kids in the Holocaust, he says over a beautiful pshat, Mamish Ruach HaKadosh, he says over like this, who was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was the one, he's the one who wants to say Shema in the day and in the night. The big argument, the big backstory to this, we won't say over the whole story, we'll just say over basic. They overthrew Rabbi Gamliel from bringing the Nasi. The Gemara brings down that they didn't like him. They were upset at him. Rabbi Gamliel was one person who didn't allow anybody to come into the Beis Medrash and learn. You had to be Toichei Kavara. You had to be your inside, like, you had to be a real guy. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Rosh Yeshiva, what did he say? Yeah. Open it up. And the Gemara says 400 benches came in. To the Beis Medrash. And everybody came in to learn. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I don't care how chashiv you are. You want to come in and learn? Come in and learn. That's where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held. We see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was one Lamaisa who did it. Said the Kleidzenberger Rebbe, what are the shaykhs between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and his psak? Says the Kleidzenberger Rebbe like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, look at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Was Klal Yisrael really, did they have the schosim to be able to leave? No. They didn't. But they had a little bit. A little Dam Pesach, a little Dam Mila. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept a nation even if they're not perfect. Because they may become perfect. Therefore, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I accept all the Talmidim to come into the yeshiva even if they're not perfect, even if they're not so great. Even if they'll make problems later on. We see Klal Yisrael made problems later on. Says, that shot of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's psak. Chachamim said, you want to say Kriya Shema, you want to mention about Hashem, it's in the day when clear that you're a good guy. At night, night represents being very iffy. You're not a clear guy. You know, you're a shady guy. It's not so clear. You don't see you to be such a good person. You don't speak Kriya Shema then. That word kol is my Mashiach. Remember, we have Machlokes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to say Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema at night because the extra kol is at night. What do the Chachamim say? No, the extra kol is for Ma'ita Mashiach. The Chachamim hold like Rabbi Gamliel. You want to know when you get to mention Kriya Shema? In the day, when you're a great guy, that is a remnant to being a great person. And Ma'ita Mashiach, when we're going to be great. But at night, when you're not such a great guy, no. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, a person has the ability to mention Kriya Shema, by Kriya Shema at night. That means I could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took me out of Mitzrayim, even though I'm not such a great person. That's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Mom is beautiful. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the sheet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out even if we don't have so many merits. As long as he sees our potential. He's the one who lets everybody into the base measures. And he's the one who says that at night, when the things are not so clear, you're not such a great person. You're not, your Judaism is not shining. You're still able to mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim. You still have the ability to say, hey, Hashem took us out, that we have a zchus to leave.
The same part for Hagid Baboker Chasdecha veEmunascha Balelos.
It's a similar part. Similar part, yes. Maral Diskin says something that I saw it, and Mamish, it's mind-boggling. Maral Diskin is Rabbi Yeshua Leiv Diskin. Rabbi say, get listen to this. So the Chacham says, ask, what are the what's everything happening? Before that, let me tell you over a story. A story that happened with the Beis HaLevi. Before this, bar from the Maral Disk and the beautiful Pshat. Let me tell you a story with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi was one time visited by a maskil. Who were the maskilim? Those enlightened people. And the maskil wants to get a haskama on a sefer that he wrote. He wrote some Chedushei Torah. Remember, they would write Chedushim on Shabbos with smoking a cigarette. That's the way they were. So the Beis HaLevi looks at it and says, has grammar mistakes. I'm not interested. It's a piece of garbage. Now, remember, the B'nai Torah and Chassidim were not makbid on diktuk and grammar. The maskilim, on the other hand, were. So he turns to the Beis HaLevi, he says, you just gave last week a haskama to another person, and I looked at that person's sefer, and it's full of grammatical mistakes. So what are you being so makbid on me for? Why you're picking a fight? Says the Beis HaLevi, look at the difference between the Rasha and the Chacham. There's a problem. The Rasha says, ma'avoy dazoy slachem, cynical. What is the avoidah for you? For you. He's excluding himself. You know who else says that? The Chacham. What does the Chacham say? Now, Pashatayt Eschem is you. Not Lanu. Lanu means us. So the Chacham is also saying you. You know what the difference is, said the Beis HaLevi? I'll tell you the difference. The Chacham has a lot to him. He wants to know the halos, the halachas. He's full of Torah. So when he makes a little mistake in grammar, we accept it. But the Rasha, who has nothing in him, he's just trying to be cynical. Haki Ashina break his teeth. Says the Beis HaLevi to the master, you're a lot different than the guy before. The guy last week who came for the Askama, he had a sefer full of Torah, loaded with Divrei Torah and Vartz and whatever shot them that were good. So grammatical mistakes, we don't care so much. But your sefer is just complete utter garbage. It's hogwash. So therefore, the only thing that would have been good is if it was written properly. The guy got so insulted, he runs out from the Beis Halevi. Tosha, the Beis Halevi wiped the floor with him. He felt like 2 cents. 20 minutes later, the Beis Halevi calls him back. So the guy says, okay, nope. His stomach, the Beis Halevi, he wasn't so nice to me. He'll probably have the decency to apologize. Beis Halevi calls him back, and Beis Halevi says, you know, I have something. What? What says the Maskel? He said, look at the Haggadah. It says, Lee, you hit it, you break his teeth, blunt his teeth out, and you say, Bavur is it Asa Hashem, Lee, B'tzeit Mitzrayim. Lee, to me, V'loy loy, not to him. What is it? Lee, V'loy l'cha, not to you. Bavur is it Asa Hashem, Lee, what should the proper grammar be? Lee, V'loy l'cha. So the Vilna Gaon says that the pshat is, you never speak to a Rasha, you speak about him. You don't even deal with him. Certain people you don't talk to. So, but that's not what the Beis Halevi said. The Beis Halevi said, you know what the pshat is? Because you know, you maskilim. You you get so insulted so fast that you leave the room right away. I don't even have a chance to talk to you. And that's why when you go ahead and give a Rasha some musr, right away he runs out. He doesn't want to hear what you have to say. And that's why it says, Bavur the Ata Hashem Li. And the second you say Li, the guy is running out and leave a loy, me and not to him. That's what the Beis Halevi ended off the story with the maskil. You see how stark he was. Reb Machol Bar Weissmandel says over another interesting idea. He said over to one person who was also trappering him about a Yiddish guy. He says, what does it mean, Hakiyat Shinav? He said, let me tell you. He was telling a person who was a very modernized Jew. He said, you're so into being a modernized Jew. You know what a modernized Jew is? Why don't I knock out your teeth and get modern teeth, gold teeth? Gold teeth, gold teeth. That's what a modernized Jew is. New ideas, but it's just like gold teeth. So you tell the Rasha, you're interested in new ideas. So break your teeth out and put on gold teeth and tell me, is that the normal thing to do? Oh, would that not? The old is better. That's what a modernized Jew is. That's what Michal Bar Weissmandel told the Rasha. Rasha, you don't like the old archaic laws. So, what's the Seder for you? Okay. So Hakiyat Shinav, break your teeth out and put in gold teeth. They're worth more. That's what the... Is that a sharp thing? Tall person? They're very sharp. Oh, so come to the Merle Diskin. Can anybody tell me a time that one of the Avos were eating and it was Pesach?
Amravino?
When?
Yes. Malachim came.
Malachim. Here's another time.
Yaakov Avinu? His father, the Gideon.
Oh, Yaakov Avinu. Listen to this. Listen to this shot. Yaakov Avinu, he served his father goats. He brought his father wine and lechem. Why did he do that? So Rashi says that the two goats that Rivka made for Yaakov was Karim Pesach and Karim Chagiga. The wine is the wine for the Dalet Kaisis. The lechem is matzah. Esav comes, and what does Esav say? What does Esav say? Esav says, give me a bracha. He says, I already ate miko. I already ate. That's what Yitzchok says to Yaakov, to Esav. Why couldn't he eat from, correct the Merle Diskin, why couldn't he eat from... Oh, he finished the Afikayim. And since he finished the Afikayim, he's not able to eat afterwards. Now, it's a nice word, but let's explain something. Chad Gadya. The Gra explains, and his words are very powerful words. One goat, that's the two goats that Rivka Imenu had for what's it called? The Gra writes, all of the things, listen to the word that he says. He says it's known that all of the blessings that we have in Olam Hazeh, Klal Gadol Atzlein, we have a rule. Shekol HaTayves, all the goodness, Shehayu V'Sheyu, Oid Bein Ba'Olam Hazeh, Bein Ba'Olam Haba, everything, we got all from the brachas. Everything is from the brachas. And without the brachas, he says, V'Lulei HaBrachas, Chasarnu Es Kol. Could you imagine? So what was the thing that caused Klal Yisrael's whole future and all the blessings? The fact that he ate the afikomen. So what does it mean that we tell the Chacham? We have a new pshat over here in the Chacham. What is the pshat that we tell the Chacham? We're not just telling him halacha. We're telling him the source of all of our blessing. The source of all of our blessing was the fact that Yitzchak ate afikomen. Because he ate afikomen, he couldn't eat anything from Esav. And because he couldn't eat anything from Esav, he didn't have anything to be able to make the bracha to be able to happen on. The Arul Diskin. What's the halacha, by the way, if you're eating the seder by yourself? Are you mechuyev to say over the whole agada? Yes. Says Aruch Haim, so the halacha is that you are. You're mechuyev to say it over. Says Aruch Haim HaKadosh, I can be medayka from the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'gadta levin chabayimu lemar, right? We say to the she'ini yedei alisho, we say the pasuk, V'gadta levin chabayimu lemar. What does it mean, lemar saying? Says Aruch Haim HaKadosh, you should tell your son. Why do they have to say Lamar? Says Arachayim, Lamar, the extra word coming to teach us that if one does not have a son, he's still required to say it over by himself. The extra word Lamar is coming to teach you that you're mechuyev to say over the entire Seder by yourself, even if you don't have a son. Let's go just a few more verts further on. In the Haggadah. So one of the things we say in the Haggadah was Yaakov was mechuyev to go down to Mitzrayim. Arami avir avi vayeder Mitzrayim. What does the Haggadah say? Onus al pi adibur. What does it mean, onus al pi adibur? He was forced. Pasha teaches through the mouth of God. Onus, he was onus forced. Al pi adibur, through the dibur. What's the dibur? The dibur of Hashem. One of the great Magidim said over a different shot. What was the reason why Yosef went down to Mitzrayim?
What
was the beginning of the story? What happened? His brother sold. He said, Lashon Hara. Vayir Mitzrayim, why? Was because onus al pi adibur, because of the dibur that the brother spoke against him. Because of the dibur that the brother spoke against Yosef, that Yaakov heard and Yaakov listened to. Because of that Kabbalah Lashon Hara, that's the reason why Yaakov had to go down.
What did they do with the Ben of Barba? What did they do after
the Barba? Now, the Sfasema says an interesting gematria, but it's not a full gematria that you have to turn your head off. What's in how many makas were there in Mitzrayim? This is part of that God that many people don't know the Taich.
150, 200, 250.
You got it?
It's a lot of them.
Beautiful. No, so you know it's very well. There are three shitas after Dam Tzvardei Akinam Arav. We have Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, in Mitzrayim, there were 10, which was the etzba, one finger, and by the Yam, it was with a hand. So 10 in Mitzrayim and 50 by the Yam Suf. Rabbi Eliezer says, in every Makkah, there was four components to it. So there was 40 by Mitzrayim, and how much by the Yam Suf? 40 times 5 is?
200.
That's Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva says, no, in every Makkah, there was how many components? 5. So it's 50 in Mitzrayim, and how much in 250? Add up the numbers altogether. Add up 10 plus 50 is 60. 10 times 5 is 50.
Right.
That's 60. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it is 200. It's 40. 240. So 240 and 60 is 300. Because you have, and then we have Rebbe Kiva. 300 plus 600. Then you have the 10 makas. This is what the Sfasema says. Can the 10 makas by themselves, 610, plus the, you already have, I know, but in each component, no. Stop it.
It's the hour which comes after the bay. The mercury can be outside.
Look, come on, here we getting. What are we trying to get up?
And said the Sfasema, the Tzachadash. You give me a hard time. 1 second, I'll make you give me a harder time in a minute. And the Tzach Hadash V'Achav, each one is another 3613. Says as Fasemis, we didn't go ahead and get out of Egypt just to go to Israel and not be religious. We went out of Mitzrayim in order to be Mekabel, the 613 mitzvahs. Okay, fine. I'll give another Gematria. Okay, this you're going to have a little bit of a cheshbon. It's Kedai to think it. Okay? How many years did Avram live?
175.
How many years did Yitzchak live? Oh, come on. 180. What's 175 for 180?
55.
What an accountant. An accountant? All right, how many years did Yaakov live?
147.
147. Count those all three up. 175 plus 180 plus 147.
501.
502. 502. 502. 502. Says, math
knowledge.
Now, in Gematria, you know that you're allowed to be one off. Did you know that? One. I'll tell you. Do you know that you're allowed to be off one in the Gematria?
Yes.
No, that's the Emes. I don't know who made up that rule, but that is ever. Says the Chida. If you get the Gematria of Tzach, Adash, Bachav, it's 501. The Gematria of the Tzach, Adash, Bachav is 501. So he said that what equals the years of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That means Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their lives were the things that caused the Makkos. Meaning, the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov caused the Makkos. Says the Chida, that's what it means. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yitzchak Yeshem. What's Asher Gemashia?
501.
Aleph, Shin, and Reish. Aleph is 1, Shin is 300, and Reish is 200. That Asher. You know, he says... Says the Chida, you know, it's also the same Gematria. What do we eat? The Basar of the Karban Pesach. Basar is also Gematria 502. That's the 501, 502. 501, 502. Stop laughing. Now, says the Chida, do you know what counteracts? What Golus are we in? What do we have today? Two. Edom and Yishmael. What the Gematria of Edom and Yishmael? 502. Adam and Yishmael has a. Adam and Yishmael. Rabbi said, so we say Pesach Matzah Mor. We say Pesach Matzah Mor. It should have been Mor, then Pesach Matzah. Mor came first. What's the Teretz? Teretz is like this.
Let's start with the good things first.
Good things first. That's when your wife says, I have good news and bad news. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, many times when we're in a challenging situation, we really don't understand why. But when we get out of the situation, then we look back and we could see, that challenging situation is the thing that built me, that made me better. When Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they couldn't understand, why in the world are we going through this? But after they came out of Mitzrayim, they realized that that Mitzrayim, in some level, purified them. How it purified them is a very good question. But that's what the pasuk said. They were in the Korah Barzel. It's like they became. It was all for the purpose of being able to come Avdei Hashem. That's why Mor comes after Pesach. That's why Pesach Matzah and Mor. Now we'll say two more varts, Rabbi say. Two more beautiful varts. This is Mamsha beautiful verb. We say Shvoy Hamas Falagoyim Ashaloy Ducha. Pour your anger on the Goyim. Why do we say Shvoy Hamas then? Because remember there are two parts of the Seder. The first part and then Hala Nirza speaks about the Gula Asida. That's why says the Gra, we say Shvoy Hamas then, because we're talking about now the Gula Asida. Says the vision of Tzareva. Mamsha beautiful shah. What does it mean? We know the Goyim don't know you. And on the kingdom that in your name they don't call. The pshat is. Pshat's like this. The enemies of the world say, Klal Yisrael, they have to get punished. They deserve to be punished. Like the Egyptians, as we said before. Why should the Egyptians get punished, asked the Rambam? Was it their fault? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said by the Bris Beit HaBesarim. What the pshat? Did you do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? Like if you saw a blonde here, oh, I asked you this question, Zalva, once. Remember? If you see an Amaleki little girl who's 7 years old, blonde hair, blue eyed, and God said to kill her, would you kill her? Of course, right? 100%, correct? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do something, we do it. But we don't do it because we're enraged. And we don't go out, we do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to do it. That's why. The Goyim are not going ahead and hurting us. Hamas are not going ahead and beating us up because God said to do it. They're doing it because they're violent criminals, Yimach Shema. That's the pshat. Shvay Hamas are Goyim. And don't go ahead and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're in Golus and you need to be punished. No. Because Hashalai Yiduucha, they're not coming L'Shem Shemayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said that we deserve it. They're coming with their own self-centered rage that they have. They're not calling out to your name. If they call out to your name, what are we supposed to say? But they're not doing that. And for that reason, that's why you should end off with the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes Mamish says, this is a powerful vart. Light's wife, what happened to her?
Turned to pillar of salt.
Pillar of salt. Legend said that's the Yamamelech, right? Not a bad pillar of salt, right? Pretty good. Light's wife turns into pillar of salt. Why?
Came the Yamamelech?
I don't know. For really. She wouldn't get salt. And what about Light? What happened? She turned around. Why couldn't she turn around? Why couldn't she turn around? She didn't deserve to see what was happening. Why didn't she deserve to see what was happening? Because she really didn't have any schosim to get saved. Because of Yaakov Avinu, fine. Right? Really? Because of, Avram Avinu. So when you don't deserve a salvation, you don't get to look at it. But what do we say in Hallel? We say, Hashem liba otzroi, Hashem is my helper, v'ani ere besoine. I'm going to see in my enemy's downfall. Hashem li, Hashem is me v'ezroi. Why are we able to see our enemy's downfall? Tarot says, because we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our helper. One has the chus of being able to see their enemy's downfall when they believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to help them. Lot's wife, they weren't looking to leave. The Malachim had to grab them. Malachim are grabbing you. You don't really believe in the salvation of Hashem. You're not going to be able to watch your enemies fall. But when you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation, you say, Hashem li ba'ezroi, then you have the schos to be able to see, v'ani era b'sainai, you have the schos to be able to see your enemy's downfall. Yiratim, we should be able to be zeichah, to be able to see the schos, to understand the muna that we have, that Hashem will be able to see.
You said the last one.
The Sfas Emes. Chayim and Hashem, Rakhidosh Baruch Hu, Zaki says, Yisrael, Fikr, Yerba, and Ter Mitzvah, Shnei Marek, Nekafi, Taman Tzidkai, Yagdol Ter V'yadir.